This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the things that could be a part of the next legislative session.
I look forward to next January, picking up where we left off.
It is quite common to see issues return from year to year. Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg says education is fully funded for this year.
As well as no cuts to funding for higher education. Education is very important to us, especially in the 21st Senatorial District, having a lot of rural counties and rural schools, as well as one of the public institutions is University of Central Missouri. So very important to get the budget passed, has a lot of great things in there.
He adds he has filed Senate Bills 43 and 44 after unsuccessful attempts this year.
One was video lottery terminals, another is sports book.
Senator Hoskins also says education is doing better financially this year than last.
We were able to fully fund the foundation formula for elementary and secondary education, which means over $98 million more for our schools around the state. We also included stable funding for higher education, reinstituted the $68 million cut and withhold that the governor had recommended.
We also have a bill that we worked on and filed last year that I'm really very proud of, and we worked with a lot of stakeholders.
Senator Jill Shroop of Creve Coeur pre-files Senate Bill 162, which deals with family leave.
And we've come up with a great idea and a great plan of how to provide our working families, our working people in the state of Missouri, with paid leave when they need to take off to take care of a new child, an adopted child, a parent who is ill, a child who is ill when they're sick themselves, when they have a member go off to the military and they need to change things up to take care of the responsibilities that the family member who is leaving has left behind.
She adds family leave laws are a proven winner.
And what we've seen, especially in the private workplace, is that when these policies go into place, productivity on the job goes up, satisfaction with the job goes up, absenteeism goes down, and people work harder and are happier in their jobs. So let's make sure that the working people in the state of Missouri can take the time that they need when they need it and not be penalized in terms of losing the money that they need to support themselves and their families.
Senator Shroop also says the legislature needs to continue to ensure education funding is in place.
We need to make sure that we are not diminishing the ability of our public schools to do the work they need to do to provide our kids with the opportunities they have for building a better future for themselves. So we need to make sure preschool education, particularly for people in low-income areas.
Session will start on January 9th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.